As far as the emissions from the flare, I'm just going to touch on that briefly. The emissions from burning propane are no different than burning propane in your stove in your house if you cook with propane. There's carbon monoxide, there's a few other things, but there's no toluene, there's no benzene emitted from our flare operation. This is not a refinery type flare, it's a very low pressure flare system. As far as any transfer operations in the facility, DCP employees will have direct oversight of all transfer operations in this facility, whether they be with the ship, with rail cars, or truck loading. We will not turn that over to any outsiders or any truck drivers or anything like that. We take full responsibility for those operations. Safety systems in the facility, this is a pretty big area that touches on several aspects of safety. The facility is designed with what we call a total product control system, which means that we can control product from anywhere in the facility. At any time, we can shut down a segment of the facility or the entire facility, and we can do so in less than 10 seconds. The total product control system is otherwise known as emergency shutdown devices. These are valves that are located throughout the facility in segments or systems. For rail car operations, for truck loading, for the marine facility, for the refrigeration plant. By simply activating the system, we can shut down segments of the facility or the entire facility should we desire to do so. And again, that's done in 10 seconds or less. There's certain aspects of that that are pretty important to know as well. There's going to be automatic shutdowns. There'll be gas sensors, flame detectors throughout the facility in all transfer areas and all critical areas. Any time a gas is detected or a flame is detected, that system will automatically shut down. It will not require human intervention. We're going to have manual shutdowns located throughout the facility. Anywhere we have a transfer operation, anywhere we'll have personnel, there'll be shutdown stations so that an employee can activate the shutdown station anywhere that we're going to occupy those areas. And the fire department will certainly be well-versed on those locations as well. I also want to point out that there's non-intervention shutdown. In the event that an employee is unable to shut down this system, there are fusible links in the valves. In other words, if they're exposed to temperature, those fusible links will sever, the valve will close. We run pneumatic tubing, air plastic tubing to all these valves that supply air to them that operate these valves. Should they be exposed to fire heat, they will melt. The air will be released and the valve will close. In addition to that, we have internal excess flow valves on all containers. An internal excess flow valve does not require anyone to close it. In the event that there's a failure in a line or pipe coming off of any container, there's a device inside the valve, inside the vessel, that will shut automatically when there's a pressure change across that on the outflow of the vessel. It will not open again until we cause an equalization of pressure on both sides of the valve. It's a fail-safe so that it does not require human intervention. There's going to be numerous check valves located throughout the facility. And as another additional layer of safety, in the event that we lose air for the operation of these valves, we're going to have a nitrogen backup system so we can feed nitrogen into this system and still operate the valves should we need to for any reason.